a peculiar lack of hospitality. Judges 19:11-20.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
When they were by Jebus, the day was far spent, and the servant said to his master, "Please come and let us turn aside into this city of the Jebusites and stay in it." His master said to him, "We won't turn aside into the city of a foreigner that is not of the children of Israel, but we will pass over to Gibeah." He said to his servant, "Come and let us draw near to one of these places, and we will lodge in Gibeah or in Ramah." So they passed on and went their way. And the sun went down on them near Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. They turned aside there to go in to stay in Gibeah. He went in and sat down in the street of the city, for there was no one who took them into his house to stay. Behold, an old man came from his work out of the field at evening. Now this man was from the hill country of Ephraim, and he lived in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw the wayfaring man in the street of the city, and the old man said, "Where are you going? Where did you come from?" He said to him, "We are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, to the farther side of the hill country of Ephraim. I am from there, and I went to Bethlehem, Judah. I am going to Yahweh's house, and there is no one who has taken me into his house. Yet there is both straw and feed for our donkeys, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for your servant, and for the young man who is with your servants. There is no lack of anything." The old man said, "Peace to you. However, let me supply all your needs. Just don't sleep in the street." Here we see that the Levite made the logical decision to avoid staying in Jerusalem, which apparently was occupied by the Jebusites at the time, and chose to stay in a city that was controlled by God's people, Israel. This is also the right thing to do. We shouldn't choose to be around non-believers as Christians just because it is convenient. We should choose to be around non-believers in order to help them to become believers, however. In this case, it is clear that the Levite wanted to support a place where he believed there were people of like mind. Unfortunately, not all those who claim to be believers actually are believers. Evidently, it was traditional to invite travelers into your home. I understand that some cultures are actively doing this biblical practice today. This is very commendable. It is actually a shame to my culture that it is not common. This is probably a bad indicator about my culture, as we discover in this passage. This Levite found that when he got to the Israeli city of Gibeah, that there was no one there to take him into their home. So he decided that he had all he needed to stay there in the street for the night. An old man who was coming home from work saw them there and asked him to stay at his house. We know from our study of the law that older men were often what we might call today in my culture partially retired. This Levite would understand this because he would not be able to do the same service after turning 50. It is likely that he didn't want to drain this man's resources unnecessarily. The old man insisted that he not stay in the street, however. I think that it is very likely that this old man knew that staying in the street in that city was a very bad idea. It is interesting that the Bible shows us that as a society goes away from God, it stops being hospitable. This is a good reminder to us, especially as Christians, to open our homes to those who are passing through. Not only can we share the message of Jesus, we can demonstrate what Christians are like.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. Thank you.